Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we are looking at the blessed believing remnant that we find in the book of Malachi chapter... Well, let's see, what is it? Chapter 3 and verse 16, as we're making our way through this book. And up until now, as you know, everything has been pretty negative about the people of Israel. But here we come to a record of a group of believers. In the midst of this apostasy, there are believers. And what a blessing to know that that is true, and what a blessing to learn about them. And so we read in verse 16, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before them for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name." And as you may recall, if you're a radio listener of any regularity, I have identified five distinguishing characteristics of these members of the believing remnant category that distinguish them from the unbelieving majority. And the first three we've already covered. There is a distinguishing condition, and those who feared the Lord, that can't be said of the majority, but it is said of this remnant, then those who feared the Lord. And there is secondly a distinguishing activity. They spoke to one another. That is, they carved out time deliberately and intentionally to fellowship with one another. They thought it was important to talk to one another, to encourage one another, to communicate with others of like precious faith, and that distinguished them from the unbelieving majority. And then number three, there was a distinguishing relationship, because we read, "And the Lord listened and heard." And it's clear that God had a favorable spot in His heart for these people, a very favorable spot. God viewed them most kindly, most lovingly, most encouragingly. God listened to what they said. God paid attention to them in a very special way. What an encouragement to all of God's people who are endeavoring to be faithful in what can only be described as very challenging conditions in America today. But be true, be faithful. God is listening, God is watching, and God is taking care of those who are faithfully following Jesus Christ. But we need to take up the last two characteristics. And so thank you for joining us on this Friday, March 6th. And don't forget that we do depend upon your gifts in order to continue teaching God's Word on this station. Well, what do we find, number four? We find a distinguishing record for these people. That's right. Not only a distinguishing condition and activity and relationship, but a distinguishing record. For we read, "A book of remembrance was written." And I read the text again. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, so the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name." A book of remembrance. Now that's a precious thought. We don't find language like that very often in the Bible, but we find it here. And I wouldn't be at all surprised that it is found here precisely because these people are laboring in very difficult circumstances. They're laboring in a time of very advanced apostasy. You can't come to any other conclusion when you study what is said in the first three chapters about Malachi's coming to the people of God and speaking to them the word of God and showing them where they're falling short and calling upon them to acknowledge their sins and repent and turn to the Lord and receive His blessing in return. And time after time after time, they ignore Malachi's words. They argue against Malachi's words. They reject the messenger as well as the message which he brings. Very difficult days in which to believe in the Lord, obey the Lord, follow the Lord, worship the Lord, serve the Lord, with people all around you who are so rebellious and opposed to God. And so we read these encouraging words. A book of remembrance was written, more literally, of course, a scroll of remembrance, for books in the form that we know them today were really not in existence in that day, but it served the same purpose. What is recorded in our day in a book was recorded in that day on a scroll. But the point is that there is a comprehensive record. So, a book of remembrance was written as a consequence of what is said earlier. Those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So, a book of remembrance was written before Him. Interesting language. A comprehensive record that contains all the good words and deeds of those who feared the Lord. And it is simply a reminder that God records everything we do and say. And, of course, He doesn't really need a book to remember. And we don't need a book to be assured that God knows everything about us and remembers everything. God will not forget, not anything that is pleasing to Him about His children. Will God ever forget, will ever overlook? That's impossible, for God has never, He has a memory that never forgets anything. Which, of course, is a sobering reality to those whose hearts are rebellious against Him and who are living in disobedience and who are conducting themselves in ways that are dishonoring to the Lord and hoping to get by with it, hoping to go unnoticed, as if we could ever hide anything that we do from God. But sometimes we deceive ourselves into thinking that that's possible. No, God remembers everything, the bad and the good, but for those who are endeavoring to please the Lord, what an encouraging thought that God remembers everything. And though I'm sure the language here is intended to be, well, it's intended to be poetic. It's intended to be constructed in such a way that men, people like you and myself, can relate to it. God doesn't need a book, and that makes me think that there may not be an actual literal book, though there may. I can't say one way or another, but just the way the language is written, so a book of remembrance was written before Him. It's as if somebody else, an angel, I suppose, is recording these things for God's purposes and making sure that He has a permanent record, a comprehensive record of all of their obedient deeds, their believing deeds, all of their godly words that they spoke to one another, not even just those that they spoke to God in prayer, but those that they spoke to one another, which were so encouraging, so God-honoring, so loving, so positive in their reinforcement of one another. And all of these things are so pleasing to God that they were fellowshipping with one another in such a way that they were encouraging and fortifying one another to continue walking in the things of God. And God is taking note of every one of these. Jesus said that if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you will not lose your reward. That's a pretty small thing to do. A cup of cold water? What significance can you attach to that? You can imagine Jesus saying, those who preach the gospel to multitudes shall not lose their reward. Those who give large amounts of money to the cause of Christ and His kingdom shall not lose their reward. Those who witness to many people shall not lose their reward. But Jesus said, those who give a cup of cold water in my name shall not lose their reward. Wow. So a book of remembrance was written, a comprehensive record of all that these people who belong to the believing remnant said and did. And it is not only a comprehensive record, but it is a purposeful record. It was written for those who fear the Lord. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord. That is concerning or on behalf or in the interest of those who fear the Lord. They are remembered in order to be rewarded. As kings record the events in their kingdom, or someone records on their behalf in order to reward them. Remember in the book of Esther, when the records were searched to see if Mordecai had ever been rewarded for something he had done to protect the king, actually, from an assassination plot against him, and it was discovered that he had never been rewarded. Well, that was the reason why records like this were kept, to make sure that those who did things on behalf of the king would not lose their reward, the reward that they ought to have for doing that. And so that's exactly what happened in the earthly realm. And the language here is very similar. It's as if God is a king, and of course he is, and it's as if he's got scribes who are making records of everything that people do to honor and serve him so that they will be faithfully rewarded. God records every good deed in order to reward every good deed. You say, why should he do that? Any good deeds we do are only because of his grace. They're only because of his enabling power. We're not really responsible for them. I know. But the Bible is very clear that God rewards the good things we do. The good things that he enables us to do, he nevertheless rewards us for doing them. It's just another layer of grace upon grace. But all of this reminds us that in our lives, God is not an idle spectator. He remembers everything. He records every sin, an idle word, to mete out perfect justice, and he also records every act of love and faith and obedience in order to make sure that it is rewarded. Other people may not know your quiet labors of love for Christ, but God knows and he remembers. God keeps a perfect record of his grace at work in your life. Think that through. Let me run it by you again. God keeps a perfect record of his grace at work in your life so that he can reward the good deeds you do in his name. It's an astounding thought. But that's what is said in Malachi of this remnant, and that's indicated for all of God's people of all times. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.